Good morning, Central Oregon. Welcome to the 1110 KBND Monday Morning News. I'm Dave Jarvis, in this week for Frank Bonacquesti. And here, as always, with the news, Kim Birchfield.
Good morning. Early Saturday morning, two guests at the Oxford Hotel were awakened by an intruder who broke into their fourth floor hotel room through an unlocked balcony door. The victims, Robert and Michelle Seiwert from California, were sleeping when they were awoken by a stranger in their room. They called the concierge. At 26-year-old Peter Landman of Bend grabbed a bottle of wine in their room and then left through the same balcony door. An accomplice, 31-year-old Benjamin Shirley of Bend, was also on the balcony. Both scaled down the side of the hotel and fled on foot. Bend police were able to find both suspects. Shirley was found in a dumpster on Northwest Franklin Avenue. The investigation revealed that Peter Landman was the second suspect, and police were able to reach him by telephone, and then he turned himself in. Both men are charged with burglary and criminal trespass. There are about 66 Oregon wildland firefighters who are dispatched to other areas of the country to help with current fires. 1110 KBND's Lori Raw reports.
While La Nina has brought cool, damp weather to most of Oregon this year, areas in Alaska, Arizona, and New Mexico are experiencing some of the toughest fire conditions in a long time. Rod Nichols with the Oregon Department of Forestry says it's not just a good thing to help out our neighbors. He says firefighters gain some fighting experience going to those different areas.
They're surprisingly able to adapt quickly to these different situations, different terrain, different fuel types. And when they come back, we always feel that they have some really valuable experience because they know a whole lot more about fighting wildfire from being out there.
And in case you're wondering, those firefighters will be back in Oregon by the time our wildland conditions get to dangerous levels. I'm Lori Robb reporting for 1110 KBND Radio News.
The Oregon Civil Air Patrol spent most of Sunday searching for a single-engine aircraft with three people on board. The plane left the Dalles Saturday afternoon, headed for Wyoming, and never reached its destination. One of the search crews spotted what may be wreckage in mountains area of Umatilla County. A ground team from Umatilla County Sheriff's Office was working its way into the remote area late on Sunday. And we've had some encouraging signs of decreasing unemployment, but it is still quite high in Central Oregon. 1110 KBND's Kelly Blyer has more.
Crook County Commissioner Seth Crawford says their unemployment is going down, but it's still at 15%. It's their biggest challenge.
You know, we just need to keep going. We still have, our economy's hurting, and we just need to think of whatever we can do to bring things around and get more people employed here and get younger people to move here. We still have really high unemployment, and we just need to figure out what we can do to get more jobs here.
The latest jobless numbers in Crook County went from 15.7 to 15.3%. Kelly Blyer, 1110, KBND, Radio News.
It's been a year since the Washington legislature changed the cell phone bill while driving law from a secondary to a primary offense. 1110 KBND's Brad Ford has more.
Washington State Patrol troopers wrote more than 6,800 citations for drivers using cell phones.
We've seen a more than five-fold increase in citations just by state troopers.
Bob Calkins with Washington State Patrol says citations for texting while driving doubled to 550.
It's a little bit harder to see and prove, but it's arguably the more dangerous violation of the two.
They hope drivers using hands-free devices reduces the number of crashes. In Portland, Brad Ford, 1110 KBND Radio News.
For the second year in a row, cool, wet spring is causing delays in planting for Oregon farmers. Doug Stott, the host of Garden Talk on KBND, says the consistent temperatures, although admittedly cool, are a plus.
Yeah, it's a tough spring that we're dealing with, but actually in terms of the plants, we're doing better than we have in past seasons, so very unique.
Stott says without the dramatic temperature swings, many plants are actually doing quite well. Portland is ready for the onslaught of summer travelers. 1110 KBND's Mary Lose has more.
Portland International Airport is ready for some 47,000 passengers a day to come through the airport this summer. Steve Johnson with the port says mornings are busiest, so
it's a good idea to get to the airport 2 hours before the flight if you're checking in bags. Other times of the day require a little bit less time.
The good news is in the next few months, they'll finish streamlining their baggage check-in system.
We're bringing on the second half of our new inline baggage screening system. them.
No more dragging your bags across the airport. You'll leave them at the desk when you check in at all airlines. For more tips, go to pdx.com. In Portland, Mary Lose, 1110 KBND Radio News.
That's a look at our news for today. I'm Kim Birchfield for News Talk, 1110 KBND. Good morning, Central Oregon.